And welcome back to Intertech's Assurance in Action podcast. My name is Yvonne Lenehan, and I'll be your host for this episode. I lead the European office of our Assurus Food and Nutrition Group. We offer consultant services to the food industry, including supporting companies in complying with EU and UK regulations. Today, I'm sitting with my colleague, Jane Stewart, one of our regulatory managers, who will be telling us about the new European deforestation regulation.
Thanks, Yvonne, and hi, everyone. Looking forward to having this discussion with you today.
So, let's get started. Jane, can you give us a brief overview of the new deforestation regulation and what this will mean for companies?
Yes, sure. The new regulation is the European Union Deforestation Regulation, and this is often abbreviated as the EUDR. The aim of this regulation is to protect against deforestation and forest degradation globally and the EU's impact upon this. This applies to the import and export of a number of commodities, both to or from the EU. There are seven commodities listed within the regulation: cattle, cocoa, coffee, palm oil, rubber, soya, and wood. This also includes products derived from these commodities.
Wow, that'll impact a lot of companies, from the food industry right through to the tyre industry. So when will this regulation apply from?
The regulation is set to apply from December the 30th, 2024. Although it's important to note that the regulation applies to commodities from land after December the 31st, 2020. This may mean companies already have batches or stock that are produced from land after the year of 2020.
Oh, that's interesting. Companies will need to keep that in mind when they're purchasing stock from suppliers. So what do companies need to do to comply with the regulation?
Well, there are three key aspects companies will need to consider. Firstly, companies should begin with the scoping phase to determine which ingredients, products, or components fall within the scope of the regulation. This will identify products, if any, that need to be brought forward to the risk assessment stage. At this stage, it is also important to understand the end-to-end supply chain map for each product, which some refer to as the chain of custody. It is important to ensure that all the product specifications are up to date and the countries of origin are an accurate reflection of the current supply chain. Secondly, each company will need to build and maintain a risk assessment. There are 14 pillars noted within the regulation that need to be included in the risk assessment. Among these are the levels of forestry within each country, the levels of corruption, and specific data relating to the supply chain of the product. The third key aspect is the due diligence statement. This will need to be uploaded for both import and export of the commodities or products thereof, to provide evidence that the commodity is not taken from land that has been subject to deforestation after the 31st of December 2020. The statement includes a geolocation of all land plots used for growing the commodity and will need to be uploaded on a batch-by-batch basis.
That is very clear, thank you. Is there a way for companies to determine which products are in scope if they're unsure?
Yes, sure. The regulation includes a list of products derived from the commodities we have mentioned. The products are organised with harmonised system codes, often referred to as HS codes. These codes are used for trading products globally. A HS code consists of 6 digits and it allows you to identify the product type.
Ah, that's interesting. Thank you for that very detailed overview. There is a lot to take in. So I think for the benefit of our listeners, let's put ourselves into a company's shoes to better understand the requirement. I will take on the role of a sustainability manager of a large bakery chain based in Ireland. We make an array of products, but for the purpose of today, let's take chocolate cupcakes as an example. So Jane, what aspect do I need to consider here to ensure our chocolate cupcakes are compliant? I'd imagine cocoa will be a good starting point.
Yes. Certainly, the cocoa needs to be assessed. We need to firstly understand the supply chain for your purchased cocoa. Let's assume it's cocoa powder in this situation. We need to understand how you purchased the powder and who imports the powder to the EU. Once that's determined, the initial due diligence upload will be completed by the importer of the product. We will then need to consider what countries your cocoa is grown in and the full details of your end-to-end map. What do you think, Yvonne? Could you have other ingredients potentially in scope?
We do use several different vegetable oils, but I think most of these oils are from sunflower sources, but I would need to confirm this with our technical team.
Sunflower would be out of scope. Maybe you have an emulsifier within this oil though. This could potentially be derived from palm oil. It's important to ensure you have this level of detail included on your specifications or product data sheets. We would also need to assess all the ingredients within your product. There may be some other potentially hidden ingredients derived from the commodities we've spoken about.
Right, okay, wow. There's a lot to think about. I'll take that note and I'll check in with our teams to see, you know, in terms of the accuracy of our specifications and the data we have pertaining to country of origin and how recent those specifications are.
Sure. So how about the packaging of your cupcakes? We would need to consider those components also. What type of packaging do the cupcakes use, Yvonne?
Wood is also on the commodity list. I hadn't even thought about the packaging, Jane. So our cupcakes all have a paper case and then they're packaged into cardboard boxes with printed labels. These can also be personalised for the customer. However, all of our packaging does have FSC certification.
Unfortunately, Yvonne, certifications like these do not mean compliance with the EUDR. However, certificates are seen as complementary within the overall risk assessment. This is still an advantage, though. Often the requirements for many of these certificate standards will mean you have a known end-to-end mapping and segregation in place along the supply chain.
Okay, that's interesting. We will need to take a look into that here. There is certainly a lot to this regulation, and we have a very small technical team. How can Intertek help me?
Our regulatory experts would initially support with determining which products are in scope of the EUDR by reviewing the specifications and identifying which ingredients will need to be brought forward to the risk assessment stage. This will include identification of any potentially hidden components. We can also support on the risk mitigation phase, supply chain mapping and supplier training in any countries of interest.
Okay, so pretty comprehensive service offering then. Great. So thank you so much, Jane, for the very detailed overview of what companies need to do to comply with the EUDR. I'm sure it'll be very beneficial for our listeners today who are trying to understand what the EUDR means for their company and the services that we can provide in helping them to comply.
Yes, for sure. And we recommend that companies start preparing for the EUDR sooner rather than later. The regulation applies from the end of this year, and companies may already have batches that are produced from land after the year of 2020.
Great. So for our listeners today, if you'd like to know more about our EUDR services, please search for Intertek EU Deforestation Regulation, or you can go to bit.ly, so that's bit.ly/EU-deforestation.
Thanks, Yvonne, for being a wonderful host today and stepping into a client's shoes. Also, I hope I can get some samples of your wonderful chocolate cupcakes.
Oh, absolutely. I will personalise them to the EUDR. Thank you, Jane, for the very detailed overview, and it was a pleasure to speak to you today.
Yes, me too. Thanks again, everyone, for listening, and have a wonderful day.